Robin Lanyon's Radio 610 KONA, your Thursday afternoon. Robin, Ed hanging with you. Pleased to welcome to the program 8th Legislative District Senator Sharon Brown. Senator Brown, we know that you've got a committee to get into, so we do appreciate your time this afternoon. Want to start off by asking you briefly about one of the bills that you've got running right now. It is Senate Bill 6065 that would establish a Washington blockchain work group. For those that may not be familiar with blockchain, what is that and what is the benefit to it?
Oh, gosh, you guys come right out of the gate with a very heavy topic. I am so excited to be the proud sponsor of this bill. Blockchain is really a way of making sure your information is secure. We also refer to it as distributed ledger. And so what the technology allows you to do is it locks down in individual blocks your information, and it cannot be tampered with. And it's something that you can also have possession of. So we talked about it a little bit in my committee on the Technology and Energy Committee with regard to potentially having the ability to have all of your credentials in one place that will go with you. So if you've got some credentials from technical career and technical things that you've taken, if you've got degrees from colleges or community colleges, all of that can be on your personal blockchain so that you could take that and potentially submit that to a job if you're applying for a certain job, and your employer would have faith and know that that information is secure and correct. So there's so many different areas in which this technology can be utilized. Another really great way of using the technology is with regard to tracking our food chain or distribution chain. So if we want to make sure that our food is safe and if there is some kind of an outbreak, we're able to trace it right back to where it originated through blockchain and distributed ledger.
We're talking with Senator Sharon Brown from the 8th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. What is it that's preventing this technology from being used right now?
They are using it. One of the reasons why it's been struggling taking off in the state of Washington, and it is actually kind of ironic because we have a lot of companies that are developing this technology here in Washington State, but yet the state hasn't recognized it as a valid form of like a signature. And so what we're trying to do in the state of Washington, what I'm trying to do through this bill, is to bring some legitimacy to the technology, the underlying technology itself, so that the developers that are here in the state that are working on this technology will continue to stay here in the state and work on the technology. Now, if you look at Wyoming, the state of Wyoming, they've done a ton of stuff to recognize and support blockchain technology. And so, as is the case with so many wonderful things that we do, other states like to get a hold of that growth opportunity sector, right? So we want to make sure that those people that are working on this technology say, Wyoming, we think it's a beautiful state, but state of Washington's embracing this technology as well, and we're developing it right here, so we're going to stay in Washington.
Senator Sharon Brown with the 8th Legislative District joining us here on the Bottom Line. Senator Brown, also Senate Bill 5835, it would create a hotline so that people could report potential self-harm and criminal acts. The interesting thing to me with this bill is it would originate and be under the purview of the Attorney General's office.
Yes.
What would make the distinction between this particular form with the, say, nonprofits or some of the other helplines that already exist for people to use today?
Right. So that's a really good question. And what we've done is we've taken a look at what some other states have done, and that's what this bill is modeled after. Actually, Michigan has utilized this program for a few years, and so they have reports back to the legislature, which we're taking a look at. And there's a handful of other states, I believe Connecticut and a couple of other states, that actually have a tip line. So just to differentiate, this is a tip line, not necessarily a helpline. So the way I like to describe it is the helpline is when the person is on the bridge, ready to jump off. You really need to get some quick intervention. The tip line is the person walking to the bridge. It's, you know, what can we do to help that person? How can we intervene and get them the resources that they need? Interestingly enough, Kennewick School District has implemented something similar to this, and they've had it for a few years, and it's been on their website, and it's been an incredibly helpful and great resource for the students. But the issue you have is if a student moves, let's say, from Kennewick to Tacoma, that resource is not going to exist anymore. And so we're looking at deploying something like this on a statewide basis.
What would be the role of the Attorney General's office in this?
So one of the reasons why the bill is contemplating that, and nothing is set in stone yet, because like I said, we are looking at some of the other models. That's the way Michigan had theirs set up, and they found it to be very useful. So we're just kind of bringing all the parties together right now and talking about what is the best way to go for the state of Washington.
We're talking with Senator Sharon Brown from the 8th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Now, Senator Brown, a number of the bills have impacts for the Tri-Cities. I wanted to jump, if I could, to the joint memorial, the 8018, that kind of caught my eye as well. This, for those that aren't familiar, this is not a bill per se. This is more of a, I guess, a declaration, a note, something like that, where, you know, you would send that note to somebody else on behalf of, in this case, the Senate. And in yours, 8018, the thing that caught my eye was that this is to be sent to the Trump administration, basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, basically asking them to make a decision about a nuclear waste repository, a more permanent setup where nuclear waste can go to all across the country. But obviously, the impacts at Hanford in the Tri-Cities would be immeasurable with that as well.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons for the Senate Joint Memorial. We really need to have a federal nuclear waste repository. It's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of talk and a heck of a lot of money spent discussing, studying. The time is now. Let's get it done. We need a federal nuclear waste repository, plain and simple.
Well, those that have been following this issue for a while know the story of Yucca Mountain. It was all set to be the site, and then it was pulled off of the table. Let me ask you this. Once the vitrification plant is up and functional, could Hanford be that site?
I suppose we could have a conversation about that. I mean, that certainly is something you want to bring the community in and have a lot of community conversations around that.
But I guess functionally, it could act as a place to not just store, not just dump, but to store and process, correct?
Not being a scientist, I would say I think we've got all the elements that would work to achieve that objective for sure. And that certainly is something that I think we could have community conversations about.
Senator Sharon Brown, 8th Legislative District, we know you have a committee to get into. We appreciate the time you took for us this afternoon, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
I just have a couple of other things I want to talk about really quickly.
Go right ahead.
I also have, today, big shout out to the Tri-Cities, and you were talking Hanford, and we have so many great scientists. A scientist reached out to me and said, well, you know, 2019 was the International Year of the Periodic Table, so today I was able to introduce a resolution recognizing that. I think it's really important when we talk about STEM education and women in STEM that we talk about things like the genesis of the periodic table and all of our great scientists that we have in the Tri-Cities. And then also I have another bill, Senate Bill 6429, which would provide a designation on a driver's license or identity card that a person has a developmental disability. This came to me from a constituent, as does most of the brilliant legislation that I have, because as you guys both know, we've got brilliant constituents in the Tri-Cities. And she is a mom of a developmentally disabled child, and she was very concerned. She said, Sharon, you know, what would happen to my child if I ended up in a car wreck and my child's in the car with me? When the first responders come, they're going to think that my child is being difficult because her child is for the large part, non-communicative. And she said, I want those first responders to be able to respond in the most efficient and best way possible for all. And so would it be possible for us to have a bill that would have a designation on a driver's license or a dental card that would identify my child as having a developmental disability so that when the first responders respond, they know right away that they might need to handle the situation a little bit differently. So I'm pretty excited about that bill because the way we've crafted that bill, it's totally opt-in. It's not one of those bills where everybody's automatically included, but you would have to specifically want to be included in that program.
Sounds like Oh, go right ahead.
I got one more quick one I just want to talk about because it's another really exciting one. Senate Bill 6430 establishes a statewide industrial waste coordination program. So we affectionately refer to this as industrial symbiosis. And what this is the intentional co-location of manufacturing facilities. And, you know, the city of Kennewick has already kind of started to do this of their own accord with regards to Columbia Village and that wine center that they have down there where they've put in a pretreatment plant for the wine waste. And so what this concept is, it's that the waste stream from one manufacturer creates the energy or a necessary element for the manufacturer that's right next door to them, that's co-located. So it takes a bit of advanced planning to come up with industries that make sense to be located together. But what a great concept if we were able to create this in different areas across the state of Washington.
I'll tell you, Senator Brown, you've been awfully busy in a short session.
Well, you know, there's just lots of work to be done, and it is such an honor to be over here, you guys, representing the Tri-Cities. Without a doubt, the best district in the entire state of Washington.
We appreciate your hard work. We look forward to talking to you soon, and hopefully it's a positive committee experience today.
I hope so. You know, it's ways and means, and then after that, I've got 3 to 4 more hours of additional budget meetings, but it's all good when you're representing the Tri-Cities because that means, you know, we know where to go to look for additional resources.
Take care, Senator Brown. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.